Yeah, and then for now, so this is Chronics representing for Jah Prince, I mean. I always say we're charming with the people, I mean.
Yo, massive all crew, this is yours, Freddie McGregor. You don't know where tune into the man called Jah Prince. Jah Prince, where you find them tune from? Man, just bust that one there again in the Jah Prince. Bust it again, Freddie McGregor, pandemic.
For the ladies, for the rude boys, showing respect to the reggae.
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's go.
I wonder if we stick together through this weather.
Hey.
We might find, oh yeah, the love that so many search for and so many sing out in a lifetime.
Fire. A Jah Prince. Bust the youths come out in a Jah Prince.
I don't think people know how long we've been playing music from Raging Fire. Coming like an everlasting time. The name of the song in the background is Ready for Love. Raging Fire, brand new album. Let me see if I find one of the members, you know. I know everybody, some people they are beach right now. Somebody's in the studio. Let's see if we can find Pele. You know, so he probably. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show. Is this Brother Pele?
Yeah, man. I'm here live on direct.
Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix. Like I said, we're playing some music in the background, Ready for Love, off of a brand new album. Please first introduce yourself. You are a member of the Raging Fire Band.
Yeah, man. I'm Pele, you know, official in Delaware, Hamilton. I'm the bass player, band leader for Raging Fire.
Please. Now, Raging Fire, as I said, we have to start the interview rough and rugged now. All right? There's people who are going to say, yo, you know how long me I play them on the song? But when you check their iTunes, them never buy none of the music. You see people on the corner and say, no, I'm a favorite band. They never buy a T-shirt or they never pay them way if you go to show. Raging Fire, yeah, with a brand new album. What's the best way you could sell this album? What's the best thing about this everlasting album that people should support it?
Well, look at it. Everlasting is definitely our best work so far. This is our third studio album, you know, and everybody did done have Judgment Day as a masterpiece. So for me to tell you that this is a notch up above Judgment Day and Destiny, it's definitely something that you should have. I mean, it has some collaborations on the album. It's the first time collaborating with artists.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some collaboration with Busy Signal, you know, not on one track, but two tracks with Busy Signal, alongside Jay Boo from out of Hawaii, you know, and then we have the man called Jesse Raya, the Small Axe, on the album as well. So it's a great feature, man, and 13 solid tracks, which has a lot of different taste states, you know, so... Whether you love the roots, deep roots, I just love a little light, happy vibe. The album will definitely facilitate the taste bud.
I like it. He's a salesman too. He's playing the bass, and this is about rubber dub bass lines to me. And those are some of the things that accompany the harmonies of Raging Fire. Is there an exact science? Is there somebody said, no, you know, we have to sing everything at 85 beats per minute. We have to sing in key C or something like that. How do you guys find the right chemistry to create good music?
Well, the good thing about it, you know, we are family. So we are not just band members, but we are brothers, you know. We pretty much live together, cook and eat and all of them together. So the chemistry is always there, even outside of music. You know, so creating the music, it happens naturally. I mean, if it's too fast, you know, by the time someone makes a suggestion and say, yo, try it 2 BPM, down or something like that. You know, every man just fit in and make it work. But also on this album, we had Lamar Riff Raff Brown as a producer who came in and worked with us on this album, you know.
Nice.
So with his expertise, working with the Marlies and such the like, you know, he brought some definite different vibes to Raging Fire, which we probably never would have had if we never have him on the team as well. So it was a definitely a good vibe working with Riff Raff on the album as a producer.
Nice, nice, nice. The name of the album is called Everlasting Raging Fire. His name is Pele. He's on the phone line with us now. Now, we're broadcasting from Atlanta. We on the east side. You know how they go. We on the east side. So tell us, what is the vibe that people are giving you over there up on the west side and the Midwest?
I mean, the vibe is really phenomenal, man. Because, I mean, we did like 7 weeks tour right across the U.S. in February. You know, and the vibe and the energy that we felt across every state, you know, every state. I'm not over exaggerating and I say every state. The vibe and energy that we felt was really great. You know, and we're looking forward to the Everlasting Tour and we're coming back in July. You know, so you can definitely check out the tour date at RagingFire.com. You know, to see this city being, if it's a 16-year old car, you definitely can't miss this vibe because you're coming in hot.
Performing at some of the events in Jamaica, some people are saying, well, we had to re-establish some of these live festivals. And we said, nah, man, they always keep live shows with live bands and live artists. And on the DJ alone, our dancehall alone in Jamaica, what is the actual vibe? What is actually going on in Jamaica? Jamaica has enough stage show with bands?
To be honest, it's not enough. There is Reggae Sumfest and the Reggae Salute. But we Raging Fire, we saw the need to host more live events, and we have been doing that. We host an event called Wiki Waki Music Festival.
Yeah.
We do that annually, the first weekend in December. So this year it will be the 2nd and 3rd of December, you know, where we have authentic live reggae music playing on the beach of Bull Bay. You know, last year we had the likes of Morgan Heritage alongside Kabaka Pyramid, you know. Just a nice vibe on the beach. This year we're looking to confirm the acts as soon as possible, but it's December 2nd and 3rd, you know, and along with the live music, we have a day when it's just sound system up here, some nice Jewish music on the beach. So you can definitely book your tickets from now and come on out December 2nd and 3rd for a wonderful vibe, the Raging Fire.
I like it. Some people are going to say, yes, I kind of like the roots, the rub-a-dub. And then, yeah, there's some love songs. You have 2 or 3 albums now. This is a 3rd album with some love songs. Is that something new that, quote-unquote, the younger people love Raging Fire harmony when it comes to love? That ragamuffin something there?
Well, definitely, you know, it's a natural vibe. You know, I don't know, man and the other empress, so we have to show the affection and the emotional side to it as well. So it's just everything just go hand in hand, you know. Plus we have a lot of female fans as well who come on out and support Raging Fire. So we have to make sure they treat their taste bud as well and make sure so them love the vibe so them can continue to support. And as I say, it's something what we feel natural about, you know? So we sing about it and play about it naturally. Like the track we just play, Ready for Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice love song, you know, and it's easy to sing along with. So definitely, man, we look to cater all of them music.
All right, we love it. Raging Fire, his name is Pele. We can't keep him too long, but let's ask about some of the influences, because people are going to say, all right, reggae bands, and we have to be very clear. There's reggae music, and we like it, and then there's reggae bands. You guys are players of instruments from Edna Manley, come forward. So yourself as a reggae band, you're influenced by the other reggae bands, the Steel Pulse, the Third World.
Yeah, I'll pass you Edna Manley. It was our meeting point where we all met together and the bond started out of that, you know. And to be honest with you, me as Raging Fire within ourselves, we still don't box ourselves in to some war. It's just a reggae band.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Because we consider music to be universal, and it's a universal language, and it doesn't have no color, no creed, or anything like that. So we connect to roots music naturally. However, as musicians, we still jam short, you know, and play other music. We use other influences, whether it be rock or R&B music or whatever. We still infiltrate some of that into our music. If you even listen to an Everlasting album, you know, you hear some other influences that is not diehard reggae, but it still has influences outside of reggae. But you know what I mean? It's just something where we still feel deep down the truth, and we're not going to go that none at all, because it's a part of our culture, and that is what we're developing, and that is what we feel, you know. So we're not going to go that, but in some of the embellishments around the music, you'll find other influences in there as well.
Good, good, good. We love it. We love it talking live right now about Raging Fire and about Everlasting. As we said, we know big city tours are upcoming. Germany, Switzerland, Poland. And we know it's about rehearsing. Right before rehearsing and right after rehearsing, what else do you guys do as a brotherhood? You go river, you go meditate, you change up the song list. What do you do to get revitalized for the new tour?
To be honest, I'm telling you, it's getting harder to choose the songs for rehearsal because the catalog is getting bigger.
Really?
And then the rehearsal, and the man say, yo, the song, and the song, and them love the song, and, you know, it's just an hour set. You know, so it's getting more challenging to compact all these songs together and give everybody that vibe. But, I mean, it's coming together. I mean, we're trying to put in, to balance it by adding new songs on the Everlasting album, plus older songs and stuff like that. So we're working on getting that balance, and it's definitely coming together, the transitions and stuff like that. I mean, apart from the rehearsal, you know, we have to keep the exercise up and running. We jog on the beach a couple of days, I will take it up to the hills. We have some big hills here in Jamaica when we take them on. You have to firm it to pop them on it, you know. So we either take it to the beach and the sun on the hills, we play some football and stuff like that. I would just read it to keep the mind going and stuff like that, you know. So that's all a part of the process. And definitely the food, they cook up the food and things to make sure it's a body fit and ready
for
the road.
Mad. We love it. We love it. We can't keep him here for too long. This is the Sunsplash Mix. Big up Selector Princess. Big up Ilex Project. We're broadcasting from the ATL from Atlanta on Da Flavor Radio. Da Flavor Radio. Music sounds better on Da Flavor. Salute to all the management and the staff, because we get a chance to play some different music. And just like you said, Raging Fire, you get a chance to sing and create some different music. So how did you guys get a part of the project when we remember Dennis Brown? Or you pick one song to sing for Dennis Brown?
Well, as I said, that's another challenge that I know the Crown Prince of Reggae, the man that I've kept on top of it. So when Clive Hunt actually called me and said, boy, they have in the project and they want us to be a part of it and we should go through and choose a song. And I said, boy, Clive, that's going to be hard, man. One song. And we got through and actually I called him about another song. I don't remember which song. And he said, all right. And then we go back again and listen and I say, yo, milk and honey. And I would say, yeah, man, that is the song. And we just went to the studio, you know, try put something fresh to the original arrangement, you know, add some Raging Fire vibe to it. And that's what we did. And came out really good. We enjoyed it. Everybody liked it. And recently shot the video for it as well. So you can definitely look out for the video of me coming out soon.
Mad. Very, very well-produced music. Just like you said, changing it around a little bit. I love artists that can dip and dabble, like you said, little jazz, little roots with the percussion, little R&B with the harmony, you know? So it's all still part of our reggae. We like that. So big up for producing and making that music. Now, obviously, like I said, this is still about support. Because when me joke and say, yo, some people say they love the album, but them never buy one song. How do people find the Everlasting album?
Yeah, Everlasting is available on all of them platforms online that sell music. So whether it be iTunes, Amazon, you name it, just type in Raging Fire, Fire says FYAH, Everlasting, you know, and it's there. You know, and now with the distribution of VT/Dub Records, it's even available physically across most of the music stores, you know, so if there's a HMV store near you or any store like that that sells music, you can definitely check it out. It's most likely to be in store, you know, because it's well distributed across the world. So you don't have no reason not to have the album. There's no excuse right now in this day and age not to have the album because it's just a click away.
Trust me. Belgium, Switzerland, all them places there. Physical album, some people are vinyl, some people are going to find. We like it.
Yeah, man, I want a lot of people harder them vinyl already, because I still have the vinyl love on them. Way. So, yo, a vinyl thing there. So, you know, so the album will press up on team and should be available soon. So, all the vinyl lovers can look out for that as well.
There we go. Big up Selector Princess. Big up the media and the marketing, because obviously you guys have a very good... you have people working with you. And I said, they work for you. They're working with you to promote this reggae music. Yeah. So we love Media Fire with the Raging Fire.
Man. Big up Media Fire, Karen Lister, out of Canada, Selector Princess. You know, she can tell you about Wiki Waki and the new team in live stream and everything. So big up all of them that's streaming in. They're all family, the Raging Fire, part of the Fire Squad.
Mad. Like I said, so give them the website for Wiki Waki and the spelling, and then also give them the website for Raging Fire.
Yeah, the website for Raging Fire is www.ragingfire.com. Remember, the fire is spelled FYAH. You know, all social media platforms, we're on Twitter at Raging Fire, hashtags are Instagram, you know, Raging Fire, you know, Facebook, Raging Fire. So just join the family, be a part, so you can see the tour updates when we're in the city near you. We're coming to Boston soon, so you can definitely check it out. I don't want to miss the Raging Fire performance, because it's a great experience not to be missed.
Like you said, don't wait for the Boston cold weather. And big up everybody in the South Side who are going to be seeing Raging Fire performing live up in the Philly area. And we know Chicago loving to see them. So it's all good. So, Mr. Pele, big up yourself. We're about to play Milk and Honey. Give thanks for the interview, brother.
Yeah, man. Give thanks every time, man. And thanks for having me every time.
I'm well now. It's not just a tribute. This is how we remember Dennis Brown.
For the Rude Boys. For the ladies.
I'm well now.
This one going out to Jah Prince, cause you don't know, say. Enough love from your girl to San. Mwah.
Jah bring forth tornadoes. Jah bring forth milk and honey. Bring forth.
tornadoes.
Song is mad. No, that's mine.